Do you know something about our movement? Yeah, we are preaching God concept. God is God. God is neither Christian nor Hindu nor Muslim. God is God. So everyone should be God concept. That is all. We are teaching love of God. So, it doesn't matter what type of religion one is following. We simply want to see that he has love for God. Our Bhagavad Dharma defines that is first class religion, following which one becomes a lover of God. Savai Purusa Parva Dharma, Jato Bhakti Yadushi. That is first class religion. If by following that one becomes a lover of God. It doesn't matter what religion he is following. But the test will be whether he has become a lover of God.
So we just
try to convert people from other religions. Yeah.
They can be Christians.
Anyway, we want to, we are teaching how to love God.
Yes.
That's all.
So we are doing the same thing.
Yes. But the test is that whether he has become a lover of God or a lover of God. That is the test. If he finds that he has become a lover of God, then he is really very useful.
How does he know?
And we can see whether he is loving God or God. But he can see, everyone can see, whether he has that good love for God or love, good love for God, that he can see. Anyone can see. The test is there, crucial test is there.
Jesus used the expression loving God or loving mammon.
Huh?
Jesus said love God or love mammon.
That's it. No. I am saying different things. Mammon or God. That is the same. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jugaitam Nusena Sesufa Pravishaitam. Chinnayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahenam. Jugayatam, every moment is just like brilliant. Chakshukapraj is shining like torrents of rain. Chakshukapraj is high. Chinnayitam jagat sarvam. Oh, I find everything is vacant. Govinda virahenam, without God, without God. This is an ideal picture. So, another test is bhakti parasanum bhava virakti anna swasyat. If one has become lover of God, naturally he will be detached to material enjoyment. Love of God has love of material world cannot go to me. I just dis of that. That's why you have this that. He never advised to for economic development, for industrial development, for this or that. He sacrificed everything for God. That is one thing. Here is the level of God. He has done it. That he is God is speaking, but he did not. So that is love of God. He sacrificed everything. That is it. So, the ideal is Lord Jesus Christ, and the follower must be at least to some extent that point. Let me say, so we say that we follow any religious path, that doesn't matter. We want to see whether you are lover of God. Very awesome. And if one is serious about loving God, it doesn't matter in which way he developed that dormant love. It doesn't matter. It's like a person wants to be a very nice student of mathematics. It doesn't matter from which university he takes the degree. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He can go, just like students are coming from one country to another, one country to another. Because his aim is education. So, if one is serious of loving God, then it doesn't matter in which way he loves that art. It doesn't matter. Don't you think, I must learn this art from this university. No, any English. So our principle is that we are keeping love of God. So actually those who are after God, that I mean, it doesn't matter whether he is in America, in Asia, in Africa, Canada, it doesn't matter. That I mean. And method is simple. Chant the holy name of God. If you have got any name, you chant, you preach it. You don't say that you chant Krishna. If you have got any name, God's name, then chant them. And Jesus Christ never said that he is God. He said Son of God. And we have no objection to chant the name, holy name of Jesus Christ. We have not done that. But we are just saying to chant the holy name of God. And if you haven't got any name of God, then you can't ask confession of name of God, Krishna. We don't say Krishna. Nam nama kari bahula nijasatva sakti satrajitam yamitas maranena kala kita visi tapasukam bhagavan mamati viddhaiva idu samiha janinamila. Lord Chaitanya says, then each and every name of God, there are many names of God. But in each and every name of God, the full potency of God is there. So, and there is no hard and fast rule for chanting the holy name of God. Anywhere, at any time, anyone, in any circumstances, we can do. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, my Lord, you are so merciful that in this age, but not in this every age, you are always in full potency in your name. And I can appreciate with you simply while chanting your holy name, but I am so unfortunate, I have no attraction. The simple thing, to chant the name, God has become so kind, you simply chant my name. But I am so unfortunate, I have no attraction. Now these people are being talked about this big bad. I am also God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now what is the law? If I chant Hare Krishna, where is the law? And where is the want of time? There, walking on the street, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I'm sitting there, and now I'm talking with you, as soon as I finish talking to you, chant Hare Krishna. So there is a division. But ask people to chant the holy name of God, not a unfortunate. And that simple thing, he hasn't got to go to church, to temple, or to go to hell or heaven, in whatever condition he is, he can chant Hare Krishna. But that's so unfortunate, they won't accept it. Sita Adhita Bhutva, the God is so merciful, but I am so unfortunate that I cannot chant Hare Krishna. There is no charges, there is no peace, there is no loss. If there is some gain, I am not trying. And the gain is there that he practically feels. Because these boys from Europe, America and other places, they were, I do not wish to describe. But just see the prophet, no? Not the prophet one has, other has to tell to it. Don't tell to it, don't tell. Yes, there is so much prophet. So I do want more. Therefore, let us cooperate. Don't think that it is against Christianism or any respect children. Let us cooperate fully. Jointly, let us preach all over the world, chant the holy name of God. Let us join together. That should be the real purpose of devotees of God. Well, here is just preaching the love of God. Why should we be envious about them? It doesn't matter. We don't say that you chant Hare Krishna. If you have got name of God, you chant it. That's all. But we are preaching this time to chant the holy name of God. That's all. So what objection there may be from others? But they are in here. Because the younger generation are taking to you. So they are in here. Why they are in here? We wanted to purchase one church. And the priest in charge said that I shall better burn this church, I shall not give. Why? What you have done? Wrong. This is the very statement. Better I shall burn this church, but I won't give that. Then what you have done? Huh? No, I don't worry. That is another story. But there are so many vacant churches. that was there. But as soon as we go, Guru Ji is not. Well, let us first of all chant the Hari name, and then we will think of concentration. No. Concentration, concentration automatically. If I chant Hare Krishna and I hear, that is concentration. That is concentration.
You can't read or talk.
There is no question of reading. You are simply asking to chant. Reading will come later on. Just like a small child is taught in our educational system, they chant. What is that? That para para?
Yes,
how is it? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, dancing, hearing, the love. A, B, C, like that. One, 2 plus 2, it has to 4. We did it in our childhood. One boy chants like 2 plus 2, it has to 4. And we said, it is 2 plus 2, it has to 4. So repeating 3 times, I understand 2 plus 2 equals 2, it has to 4.
Do you find that the chant goes on in your heart?
Why not? Why not? Yes, everything is here. It goes to the heart. If I call you by name, it does not go to my heart. You rascal, you stupid. You hear, does it not go to my heart? Why I become angry? Unless it goes to my heart. See, rascal, stupid, and all these bad men go to my heart, while God's name will not go to my heart. If by calling you by illness, you become angry, that means it goes to your heart. Find that goodness. It goes. It enters to the ear and goes to the heart. Then if you repeatedly chant, it is given. It is always in your heart. There is no chance for your soul. Chant constantly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It remains in your heart. Not only in my heart, other heart, they also go, Hare Krishna. If it can remain in other heart, why not my heart? Those are joking me, imitating me. Last time when I was going in Africa, I stopped for a few minutes in a tent. Some of the young men didn't understand. Hare Krishna! As soon as they thought, they began to chant Hare Krishna. They could understand these are Hare Krishna people. Yes. So by their dress, by their pillar, they oblige others to chant Hare Krishna, either for imitating or for joking. So they dress. But if Hare Krishna chanting has got any effect, even by joking like that, he is a joke. If it is actually spiritual, by simply joking, he is a joke.
In Manchester, there's a big park.
Huh?
In Manchester, across the street from the temple, there's a big park. Sometimes I would go over there to walk and chat around, but there many little children in the park.
Yes.
And follow me.
Hi, Krishna. Hi, Krishna.
All 100 times I
would do that. In Bombay, everywhere you go, Hare Krishna.
Yes.
In Montreal, this zone, very flat, but it's dark. And that is all that. I want to see that everyone is dancing. And if dancing has a friend, then either he's dancing jokingly or seriously, it will have you. Fire. If you touch, either jokingly or seriously, or cautiously, it will have. So our request is that you as a priest discuss. Let us cooperate. The whole world is suffering for want of God consciousness. It is the duty of all religious sects to teach the simple art of chanting Hare Krishna or any other name you give God.
They have got this prayer, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a miserable sinner. And she was showing me the error, almost like a drop of beef. So, almost like drop of beef.
We do.
Yes, we're
in the hospital.
And we will take
the turn.
That's right.
And so
we can come. We have to do the temple. We can't hate
this
one. What is the one?
Lord Jesus Christ,
God. Jesus Christ, Son of God.
Have mercy on us.
That's right. And you're
here. And they also said the Mother of God.
A sinful and a sinful.
Hmm?
He says sinful something. There are some sins or something like
that. Have mercy on us.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us. Tell the same.
When you say in your own language,
there are
many people
who listen to that. That's right. God, this has to be Son of God and mercy on us. That's right. Very good. That is right. Now, see, by prayer, it is expected that one should have mercy on God. So what is the curse that he has got the mercy of God?
The mercy of God is the love of God.
That's it. But, that is the test that he has learned how to love God. The supreme of the life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has to. That he can give love of God. The supreme of the life. No, Mahavadana, you are the most magnificent of all incarnation because you are distributing love of God. Krishna Prema Pada. Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are Krishna in the form of the devotee of Krishna. So I offer my respect to the Yoga Sahib prayer.
Two kinds of the song, it terrifies you.
Yes, that is God and God's name, and God or God's son, they are non-different. So, either I be in touch with God's son or God's name, and that is one. But they are non-different.
What happens to your mind? What do you
do
with your mind?
So, whatever you do, maybe, in my mind, it doesn't matter. My mind may be different.
What will the mind be doing?
Function.
What should the mind be doing?
My mind should be absorbing God consciousness. That is very good, sir. He can think of God only, nothing else. That is good, sir. It is difficult for the sinners. Those who are not sinners, it is not difficult. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Jesham antagatam papam jananam sannakarmanam si dandamaha nirmukta bhajanti imam virabhata. One can chant the holy name of the Lord, he finding free from all sinful activities. A person who is engaged in sinful activities, he cannot come. Therefore, we ask our students, first discipline is that he must not have illicit sex life. He must not eat meat. He must not get any kind of intoxication. He must not indulge in gambling. Because these are sinful activities. If one is engaged in this sinful activity, he cannot concentrate. It is important. One is sinner, he cannot concentrate his mind on God. So, voluntarily, we should give up this sinful activity. Then it is important.
A lot more than in
sin,
than just those four
things. Yeah, these are the four principles of sinful activity.
Irritate.
Yes, if you're irritated with somebody, this is also a sin.
And that is?
No mind can be filled with
this kind. He said that if your mind is in peace, if you are not indulging in intoxication, gambling, illicit sex, and then your mind will not be irritated. How a gambler can be in peaceful mind? That is not possible. How a drunkard can be in peaceful mind? Education is for them who are simply engaged in sinful life. Those who are not engaged in sinful life, naturally they are peaceful. The mind is not educated. Vegetarians are naturally useful. The tea between a dog and a cow. Dog unnecessarily is a cow. Without any fault. Why are you? That is dog calling you. A cow, so useful animal, it is never educated. Dog has no use. But it still is the best friend. And cow actually giving us milk, sending to the slaughterhouse. This is human civilization. A dog is worship and a cow is slaughter. Do you think it is civilization? Do you think? Can you suppose this?
Apart
from this, two animals. One is dog and another is cow. The dog is worshipped and cow is sent to the slaughterhouse. What kind of civilization is this? Let's say. Cow is supporting the whole society with milk. Every morning without milk you cannot live. The child without milk cannot live. He should be treated as murder. and they are being sent to the slaughterhouse. And it says they are thinking of becoming free from sinful life. Can anyone kill his own mother? Oh, mother is old and useless. A little is still. Barred. Is that very gratitude for the mother, my dear son?
They do that. As soon as the cow is too old to give milk, immediately slaughter her. I was talking to one man who was a cowherd man here in England. He said he couldn't stand it. There's a nice cow that if you get old, couldn't get milk anymore, immediately slaughter her.
So the Bhava consciousness can be it is called painful activity. Otherwise it is impossible. You go on preaching for millions of years, there will be no Bhava. There is no Bhava. That is the enunciation of Bhagavad Gita. Why it can come just this time? Gita wants to get on path of one who has sinning, sinful activities. He can be engaged in Bhagavad. One who is engaged in sinful activities, he can. They will fight in scripture. Devi cannot have scripture. Angel can have scripture. And according to our Acharya Sanatana Goswami, he said that don't fear scripture from the Devi. Avaisnava mupadjilna puto hai kathamritam shavananna tattam. It is Devi preaching about God. Don't fear. If you say God is pure, so let me hear about God. It doesn't matter whether who is Devi or angel, it doesn't matter. No. The argument is that for Sittopayojatha, that the meat is very nourishing food. But if it is touched by the leaf, by the tongue of a serpent, it becomes poison. But for Sittopayojatha, he cannot drink the meat which is touched by the serpent's tongue. So we should receive knowledge of God, message of God, from a person who is not a devi. Then it is a thing. How can it be left as poison? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu famously Apani Acari Prabhu Jivarishita. He first of all behaves himself and then he preaches. So, if the preacher is sinful, how he can deliver other sinful man by so-called preaching? He must be pure, he must be sinless, then his preaching is useless. But in all conditions, if he is faith and love, he chants the holy name of God, he shall become gradually purified. There is no permission. Fall from anxiety. Anyone will chant this holy name. Kill the
line. Jai Sakalo Vipo Bhakti Vipo Bolan Japa Lola. obstacles will go away. If you chant the whole word.
According to Bhagavad Gita, there are four classes of men who deride at God, and four classes of men who approach it. Namaha Vishkitanam Muha Prapadvante Narada Maya Bhutam Jana Asuri Bhavama. This is class of men. For all is engaged in sinful activities. And therefore, fools, they don't believe in the next life. That is their food. The next life. They say, we don't care for next life. Let us do whatever we want. That is a foolish person. The very next life. They say, the man becomes irresponsible. He says, I don't care for government or law. I can do whatever he has. That means he's risking his life. That's why he'll be arrested, he'll be punished. There is Mula, that's it. Anyone who defines the kingdom of God is arrested. Naman Vishkutanam Mula, Prabhupada, Naradhama. Naradhama is lowest of mankind. God consciousness is meant for human beings. And if a person defies God, then he is the lowest of human beings. Maya, Aparitabhyana, his knowledge has been gathered by military energy. He may be academically very big statue holder, but if he is not God conscious, his knowledge has been taken, real knowledge has been taken. Hasri Bhavamas, these are the symptoms of the 80th class of men. So on the whole, at the present moment, God consciousness must be spread. It actually the one peace and person. And those who are in charge of religion. Religion means God consciousness. Everyone should combine to spread God consciousness. That it is, meet its necessity at the present moment.
People find it very difficult today.
It is not difficult. It is just that these big as they do this. A few years before, it was difficult. And it is not difficult. So really, it has to be said.
People outside
say they find it difficult even to believe in God now.
They are rascal fools. But we are not rascal and fools. We must preach. Like purification will go. Suppose just like we are holding what handy this propaganda in the Western country. I was sitting in a park counting something square in New York. I was simply chanting Hare Krishna. And they used to gather. And gradually, they become my disciples, students. So I began in this way, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 for 3 hours, from 2 to 5. And then still doing that, they are going on the street. This Hare Krishna, the same thing is going on. They are being arrested sometimes. They are being harassed. But still they don't give up. They can't. This war in Germany, I sent in Germany, to cut down on the food path and chanting Hare Krishna. Practically he started my European movement, he started first.
Have you been harassed in London before? Have you been harassed in London at all?
I don't think that being a London has been a bad thing.
Yes, he is not very kind, that he has been arrested and left there from the prison about 12 o'clock when I got in the night, and then he was from that place to
The last time was the last time was a week ago.
Would you say that when the amount of television less followed than
Mount Hill
or more followed?
America or here?
Yeah. Which is the worst, which is the better?
Yeah, America is more tolerant.
America is more tolerant.
Yes.
America is more tolerant.
Yeah.
It's easier.
But they're not arresting now. Here they go, they stand screaming. But here, almost every day, they are arrested on the streets.
Is this because possibly because you're less well known over here than in America? No. You have a very conservative legal system and obsolete laws like that.
What law can arrest you?
Well, if you put
them
on
in the court here, as a magistrate, they know law, who can stop
you, charge
it. But the police
authorities,
they say, when you are
threatened,
they're threatened, and under that, they're
arrested. They can find out
anything. They can stop you. Blocking the traffic. Don't see any warnings, and all you want, they simply come and arrest. And
that is the original purpose of America was to have religious freedom before they left in England.
There's constitutional guarantee.
Very interesting point.
And so they still have some respect for people who are trying to glorify God.
In America, in every court case, who wins?
Well, we lost here several times.
Last year, when we went to the police authorities for our protection here, and we wanted to make peace up. And the police officer, he was so angry, he said, no, there is no law. You can put peace up on the street. See, what is the harm? The police for protection. There were so many people will be dying and killed under the rug. Your rug is so big and all that. You will be killed.
Many people are dying by motor accidents.
Convinced? Some of them are less hostile, some of them more hostile, naturally. We can chant on one side of Oxford Street, but we cannot chant on the other side of the street because there's two different police departments. It's like that. There's no hard and fast way to figure it out. You just have to try it.
One night, he said himself that we were eight, and four were arrested, and four other prisoners saw and let them go. But I said, no, I was arrested. They went to the court, but they got one from five years. They were here all together, eight, and four were arrested. And they have to leave the same offense, it's the offense. So I let them go.
Can I ask about your race about folks? Yes, I come to recruiting, I suppose. How the common movement is growing? Can you give me any figures at all? I think one of your colleagues earlier mentioned 150, exactly 75 approximately, which were in London. Are the figures going
week by week? Yes, I started with Mumbai Taro. Now there are 8,000.
Seriously? Yes, every few days somebody joins.
Can you tell me how many of those actually say?
Oh,
99%.
And what is the figure likely to be? 5 a week, 10 a week?
We don't keep any statistics. But actually the fact is that I started alone. Now you are 8,000.
I'm sorry, because five years ago, Prabhupada, he came to New York with some these cartels,
yes,
and he began alone by sitting in a park underneath the tree, chanting this very same Hare Krishna, which you see the boys on Oxford Street chanting.
Yes.
And now there are 8,000 students all over the world, and approximately 100 centers. At that time, Srila Prabhupada didn't even have a place for himself. But now we have a place in every nation.
You use the word student here. You're trying to mention it's a field of people and the
students. Yes, because it's an education.
Yes.
It's a spiritual education.
This doesn't apply to the figure that I've been getting about. This is 150
more than that. No, we're talking about around the world.
We're talking about around the world.
There are several from 70 cities.
We do accept this 150.
Yes, in England.
No, quite a bit, yeah.
In that
1962. But
there
are
followers and they are not drunk.
Yes.
Fully, our principles and take up our activities of speaking, working like that. But to practice these things outside, even in one's own religion, without changing the basis of his belief, he can simply devote himself to God in these ways. And if one is young and not so attached, he can take it up fully. And if not, he can take it up in part, and he can take it up in any religious system. There are names of God who can be chanted.
You know, that
is
the
world with an appreciative
member
tonight.
Well, I
mean,
just
asking
about
it.
Everybody is a member of this movement.
Every living being is by nature a servant of God. Now people are forgetting. We want them to remember. We don't care for some difference of technique in worship. We want people to take up the business of
recognizing the names of God. In the same family, some of these sons have forgotten God and father, and some of them remember. But both of them remember at the same time. Because he has forgotten his father does not mean that he is not son. He still remains. So actually, everyone is a member of God's service. That is our view. Not only human beings, but animals also. We therefore consider animals also brothers. We don't support animal kingdom.
You're choosing your four principles.
Yes.
We follow strictly these four principles, just like this. No animal killing, no eating of animal foodstuffs, including meat, fish, and eggs. Don't take any kind of intoxicants, even tea, coffee.
We're still on number one.
Yeah.
No, that's number two.
Oh,
animal slaughter, no taking of animal foodstuffs, including meat, fish, or eggs.
No,
right,
no foodstuffs.
Milk. Milk we have, certainly. We're not killing animals to take the milk. Meat, fish, and eggs, we don't take. No intoxications of any kind.
Number two.
No intoxications. That includes even tea, coffee, cigarettes, very strictly. No gambling. Number three. No gambling. And number four, no illicit sex life. That means no sex life whatsoever outside of marriage. Right? And in marriage, sex life is to beget children and raise them to love God. So we follow these four principles very strictly. This way we purify our lives, and then we can develop spiritual emotion of love of God.
Let's look at the essence.
All kinds of vegetable food stuff.
Corn is treated, and it comes out of the earth.
Yes. And we can eat it after it's been offered to the Lord with love and devotion. This is called prasadam, or Krishna Guru.
Actually, any food stuff is Krishna's money.
I'm sorry?
Any food stuff.
Yes.
Is Krishna's God's money.
Yeah.
Just like grain. He cannot manifest that grain. It is like God's mercy. We get it.
Our point is to get the nicest food stuff available and prepare it nicely for Krishna, offer it to Krishna, and then distribute.
Ah.
That's the point.
Right, now.
Well, there's the cheapest quantum.
Yes. I quite put that with respect to the assault on alcohol. I'm puzzled there why, and indeed on cigarettes.
Yeah.
I'm puzzled about stealing coffee.
Stimulants and depressants of all kinds, mild or strong, doesn't make any difference. Mm-hmm. You're taking a stimulant or a depressant, or a cigarette or a drink of coffee.
So what can you
do in your mind with the chemical?
So what can you do?
Milk, water, fruit juice, and so many things.
If you don't get cigarettes, you won't die. If you don't get cigarettes, you're
that's
the point. They're unnecessary, artificial.
The actual essence of all is really a God-conscious attitude that this body, the human body, is meant for spiritual realization, right? The fact that the body has that sexual desire, therefore we make a concession for that. We use it for begetting good children. If one wants to marry, he can marry and have good children and raise them to love God.
Mm.
But the real purpose of human life is not just to enjoy sex life like the cats and dogs. And human life has got a higher purpose. And therefore, we believe that our human energy should be utilized in that way. For reducing the eating, the sleeping, the sex life, right? Reducing these things to the minimum as much as necessary rather than as much as possible. Right? And having as much as necessary, that leaves most of our time and energy for cultivating our God consciousness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Therefore, the idea that sex life is the highest happiness for man, we don't subscribe to that. It's the biggest happiness in this material world. But spiritual life means unending happiness. And human beings can't experience it. The dog or cat can't. So for them, they're eating, sleeping, sex life, defending themselves. But a human being can experience higher pleasure in God consciousness. So we think that, therefore, we use our energy in that direction.
So this is a negation of pleasure, but it's a very good thing.
This is very important part, that we are not negating pleasure, but we are trying to bring it to the highest good.
You made it by observation, that this is not to stop our enjoyment, but this is higher enjoyment.
Yeah.
Because we're coming here to serve Krishna, and we understand that everything is Krishna. So whatever we come with it is automatically Krishna. So we use it here, it's true. But if
I tell you, don't forget anything. Everything is Krishna. What we so possess, so-called possession, that is illegal. Because I cannot possess your property. I can possess your property by stealing. Not by fair dealing. Yes, that is right. So that is our slogan. Penata pena bhundita. Whatever God has given you, you possess. Don't try to possess other property. Everything belongs to God. So whatever God gives me, enjoy it. I do. I don't encroach upon other property.
You use your own responsibility.
Yes, I should feel grateful, for God has given me this thing. So whatever utility is there, first of all I must offer to God. God has given me this grain to eat, so I must cook and first of all offer to God, and then I cook. This is feeling gratitude, grateful.
Would
you
use things,
and
if you
use
car, what is that? If someone gives an automobile,
would you use it?
Yes, because originally, everything is possession of God.
We have a big car, a rich car.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we can turn into temples.
Immediately.
Yes, asking after. If you can give, it will be very much.
Beautiful
things. Yes. Wherever we shall go, we cannot go without God. So if you get a palatial house, immediately we make a very gorgeous, nice temple. And chant Hare Krishna and dance. We can utilize anything because everything belonging to God. So as soon as we give something, we utilize it for God. That is our pleasure.
Who can if one of the members becomes grasping one thing for himself?
We are there for teaching. Members are gradually learning how to sacrifice for God. So when he is completely trained, he knows that nothing belongs to him, everything belongs to God. Therefore, whatever he possesses, it must be utilized for God's purposes. That is Krishna consciousness, or God consciousness. We take it for granted, and that's a fact. Everything belongs to God. God, whatever God has given me for my use, so I must use it, first of all, expressing my gratitude to God. Oh God, you are so kind that you have given me this. So first of all, you take it. then I give it up.
What about pleasures like listening to music?
Yes. We chant the glories of God.
Could you listen to other people's music?
Huh? No. It is chanting the glories of God. We have to hear it. That is our purpose. Or somebody is chanting, somebody is hearing. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Chanting and hearing about God. That is music.
For the
Beethoven
symphony, for example, could you listen to that? Is that Beethoven? Beethoven
symphony, that means classical Western music. They make some music.
But if it is glorification of God,
he
can hear. There's nothing.
But there may be no reference to God.
And that then
is not it.
Given by God is everything. That is another thing. It is just like everything is government property. Would you like to go to the prison house? You say everything belongs to government. We are not so liberal. But because everything belongs to government, that's why I shall go to the prison house.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
I think everything is good because it belongs to God. But you do choose and such. You wouldn't choose. It's a waste of time.
But by God, for God's cause, he can go. Just like these boys are sometimes arrested and put into jail. And then God's cause. But they are not prepared to go to the jail by quick pocket. That is not their mission. They are executing God's business. And if somebody puts him into jail, all right, it is God's desire.
The point is that there must be direct connection with God. If God's name is there, if God's service is there, if God's form is there, somewhere is there.
Nirvana may Krishna Sambandha. And everything must be related with God.
It's a little relaxing. You need to relax.
Yes.
And you sit and listen to some music. Yes. It doesn't say, praise God all the time. But in fact it is, because it's beautiful.
No, we don't expect anything beautiful without God. Without God, anything is ugly to us. Everything ugly.
So you have to bless it by offering God first.
Yes, that is another thing.
It's like we have so many beautiful songs and melodies and everything. They're very nice. And we sing these songs. They're glorifying the Lord, and we enjoy it like that. And music is there, everything is there. But because it's directly in the devotional service of God, therefore there is this bhakti, there is this devotion there. Devotion to God. Without that, everything becomes void,
tasteless. I think it's one thing.
I'm going to try and answer it. It's the thing that we've been looking at all life, from by the it is blessed
as an object, as a part of God. It's terrible, right?
Or even normal life,
because it
doesn't deal with religious things.
Originally, music and art were employed only to glorify the Lord in scripture.
You can't do that.
Gradually, if you study our history, music history, a God is left out.
Certainly.
You might not see landscape, and there's nothing in it, oh God, it was left out. But originally the landscape, there was some depiction of the activity of God or his representative.
So a
Beethoven symphony is not a whole life. It's not a matter of Beethoven symphony. Art needs to glorify God. If God is in the, it's like this picture. There's a mountain, there's sky, but what is the point? The point is Krishna. He has a point. There's a book and a room, but the point is spiritual miracle. Here there's a landscape, but the point is Krishna.
But
if there's some music, you must hear something about God's activity.
But suppose that was a beautiful landscape,
point
just a landscape, then
it's worthless. Limited and temporary enjoyment.
Yes.
Limited and temporary enjoyment.
You accept that the temporary enjoyment is that.
Yes, and limited and temporary. So the policy
is better of God's picture. And with God's contact, he can see in the natural scenery presentation, he can see how God is artistic, how he has manufactured this flower, how he has painted, have yet made this free. So that is higher intelligence. That is higher intelligence. Because without God, there can be nothing existing. So one has to learn how to see God in everything. That is another thing. That is higher status. But in the lower status of God consciousness, one is advised that he should not see anything without God. But in the higher status, there is nothing in the world which is without God. But we should not imitate the higher status of life in the lower status of our position. Otherwise, one who has learned about God, he can see God in this flower. Actually, how God's hand has worked out is like flower. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, God says, Rasu ham oksikam diva. That's why I am drinking water. In the taste of the water, I will see God. God says, Krishna says, I am the taste of the water. But actually, that taste cannot be created by man. The taste in the water, that is God's gift. So as soon as I say the water, immediately I should remember, oh, here is God.
The
way the
Holy Spirit
is found,
our
ships and conclusions. Therefore, we should
say that
a ship when it was a creation of God. Yes. Creation, everything, the end of God. Therefore, one who has learned to see everything in connection with God, he sees God everywhere, every moment. Yes. Imanjana-pirita-bhakti-vilaitanina santa-sadayuga-ridayesu vilokayanti. Imanjana-pirita, when he has developed love of God, he sees God everywhere, always. Because everything is creation of God, so he can find out, here is my Lord. Here is my Lord. Here is my Lord. And that is the highest state of loving God. He cannot see anything without connection of God.
The matter of your attitude.
Development of my God consciousness. Attitude may be attitudinal, but it is actual development of God consciousness. God consciousness is there in every body. It requires simply to be developed. Just like a child has got love within his heart. But when he is young, it develops. And a boy automatically becomes attached because that propensity has developed. It is not an artificial thing. It was already there. It has to be developed. So God consciousness is there in everyone's heart. Otherwise, how this boy is chanting Hare Krishna. Unless Krishna was there within, artificially you cannot force them to chant Hare Krishna 24 hours.
You believe
you're drawing out of
people as they hear this?
Yes, as they hear, they become purified, and that dormant consciousness becomes awakened. Yes. But that chance you are giving, you are chanting and others are hearing. By this process, chanting and hearing, both of us will be benefited, awakening our original God consciousness.
At the stage of awakening, when you're waking up, when you're becoming cured of the disease condition, you sometimes have to restrict your diet. Right? Later on, when you're healthy, you can take all kinds of food stuff in the proper way. But while you're getting over a disease, you have to restrict your diet. Therefore, we hear things that are directly concerned with Krishna's name, form, activity. And later on, then we'll be able to see God in the flower, God in everywhere. But otherwise, we'll see the flower, how I will enjoy the flower. Because we're not at that healthy state. So therefore, there are regulations that we follow for curing a disease. That means for a little while, we restrict the diet. Then when we're
healthy... Then these flowers, the devotees are digging to their spiritual master, to God. They are not endless. Ordinary man, if he gets the flower, he took it in the pot of hands. That is the difference of our consciousness. The flower is the same, but the use is different.
What's your view, if I may ask, on promotion of an ideal, a Christian ideal, and so on, through the media? I mean, will you use television and radio to get things like racial intolerance, the Vietnam War? Do you believe that you should become involved in these things? I mean, could you issue a statement and say that they will not condemn certain her? Do you believe getting into the world spectrum to find something?
Do you follow the question, sir, brother? This question is, do we concern ourselves with particular problems in the world? There's a war in Vietnam. There's a racial discrimination. Do we make statements to condemn this war or to condemn that discrimination?
Thing is that there are so many problems. Our proposition is, when you become God-conscious, then all problems automatically solve. We don't take these problems. We take these, just like disease. There are many symptoms. The man is suffering from a particular disease. He has headache. He has this pain, this pain, that pain. These are all different symptoms of the society's being materially diseased. If one is godless, he cannot have any good quality.
Supposing somebody's got smallpox. Smallpox means sores appear on the body and very high fever also. Right? So one doctor who's less intelligent, he's got a fever because he has sores. So he puts medicine on the sores. The sores go away and the man dies. And our doctor said, he's got sores and a fever, this means he has got smallpox. So he gives him some medicine to cure the disease, and then the sores automatically go away. The root cause of all, there's so many troubles in the world, the root cause is godlessness. People are not God-conscious. If that is there, it will automatically put everything in the right perspective, and everybody will be able to live harmoniously and peacefully, because they'll be satisfied and happy in themselves. Then they can live together peacefully and happily. Otherwise, it's all artificial attempts, and the patient will die when you just treat the symptoms. That's happening. For hundreds of years, there have been wars and things. There have also been peace movements. Have the peace movements stopped the war? It hasn't happened. Because they, with one side, they're trying to stop the sickness, and the other side, they're fanning the sickness. They're stimulating it, like in materialistic activity. Got to be a basic change of heart. Then things can change in detail.
But you will not comment on the details inside.
Sometimes. If it has relevance for preaching work.
I think it would not be helpful to say it with no comment. Say that the whole of mankind is one. And the preaching of the disease in the human heart. Mm. And this is the spiritual man's mind. You can't do it by and still rule is putting on a person.
No, I agree with that. I just wanted to stop that.
We condemn wars, but we start to trust. We are covetous, and we have cause for it. And so we've cured that in our own heart. We can't have the faith to take on the proper war.
Yeah, the same charity you get the form.